Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 and 33. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. The purpose of Christianity is not just learning Bible trivia. It's not about knowing all the right answers to every theological question. God is not primarily interested in growing your head, but moving your heart to action. That's what we see in the early Christian church. After Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, Christians regularly gathered to learn the teachings of Jesus. But they didn't stop there. The good news about Jesus moved them to action. The message of Jesus filled them with such spiritual riches that they were moved by God's love to share all their physical possessions with others. Certainly, God was doing something special in the early Christian church. But I wonder, is there something we are missing? Why don't we see more examples of such dedication among us today? Maybe we have forgotten how good the good news really is. Maybe we have reduced the resurrection of Jesus to just theological facts. Maybe we have been too concerned about growing our heads that we have neglected our hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell deep in your heart. Let the love of God melt away all your guilt and shame. Let the power of Jesus' resurrection lead you to live a new life today. Let the facts of Jesus be so heavy in your life that they drop from your head down to your heart, so God's grace might powerfully work in us all. Come, Holy Spirit, renew our hearts and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.